Two questions from Aryan Kash. Why does ISKCON not accept evolution, which has withstood criticism for over 150 years? By this, I presume, it's clearly referring to Darwinian evolutionary theory. I have read some of the works of Cremo and Thompson, yet I cannot but be surprised at how evolution is not accepted within ISKCON. It's withstood criticism largely as a matter of bluff. It's almost like sacred doctrine which is taught in the schools and colleges, and no one's allowed to oppose it. Cremo and Thompson in their writings have given ample evidence that the evolutionary theory is flawed, at the very least it should be accepted that there are serious grounds to doubt it. So it's the scientific establishment upholds that theory, but I don't think it's going to last very long. Not for more than one or two generations. There are too many scientists who are realizing that the nature of life is far too complex to have been able to arise simply by chance interaction of chemicals. So it's something like Galileo. He only escaped the Inquisition or the Church, the Catholic Church, punishing him or burning him by not propagating what he had to say, because he understood that the doctrine at that time didn't fit with what he could empirically observe. But later, people came to accept, although the orthodoxy at the time didn't accept what Galileo said, later the force of what he had to present, that came to be accepted. So in the same way, in science, certain paradigms may be accepted for generations, and it may be difficult for people to give them up, but eventually they have to change, just like Newtonian physics was considered the last word. It wasn't considered that there could be anything beyond this. The Newtonian, not just what Newton himself presented, but everything else that followed in the wake of that, it was presumed that this is it. This is the model for all physics for all time to be. But then certain problems arose in that, and then it was understood that Newtonian physics don't in and of themselves explain everything, and they have to come to a higher level, and we jumped into relativity and uncertainty principles, and almost for a century scientists in physics have been quite unsure of their theories or actually what's going on. So a similar thing is happening in biology at the present time. You may not be aware that in the Western world there's a tremendous controversy raging, as many scientists, persons who have trained in biochemistry, studying the data available, have come to severely question the Darwinian evolutionary theory. There's Darwin's Black Box was maybe the first book seriously questioned Darwinian evolutionary theory. I believe that came out in the 1970s. That was by Michael Boer. Let me just check for that. And recently some book was published by ISKCON devotees called Michael Behe's book, Darwin's Black Box. Black box is that which is, they keep that in airplanes, and when they crash they find out the reason. That came out in 1996, Darwin's Black Box, the Biochemical Challenge to Evolution. Darwin himself stated in his book, which is called On the Origin of Species, if it could be demonstrated that any complex organ existed which could not possibly have been produced by numerous successive slight modifications, my theory would absolutely break down. So Behe in that book has given various demonstrations of complex organs existing which could not possibly have been produced by numerous successive slight modifications. So, the update on this, you could get this book produced by ISKCON devotees. It's called Rethinking Darwin. Please read that book and then have a rethink yourself.